Welcome back to Off the Cuff. Today I'm here with Mr. Coughlin to go over some of the safety measures and policy changes in lieu of the winter break incidents. So Mr. Coughlin, can you describe the events, as you can be as vague as you'd like, the events of winter break and how exactly the school is looking to change and respond to hay-related incidents?
Okay. Yeah, over break, I received a message or phone call from Officer Armstrong. He'd been made aware of a potential threat to the school. The FBI had reached out. This had all been a reaction to information we received from a social media source. The information we had as a school was pretty vague. However, we were able to work with law enforcement over break to help them obtain more information and identify some individuals. So we were able to get that done fairly quickly and efficiently, which was nice. You know, since then, policy changes, we haven't made any big policy changes, because in all honesty, the district feels and felt that, you know, we're in a really good place. We're actually, if you look in regards to the rest of our state, especially locally, we are in front of the eight ball. I don't know if that's the right term or not. We actually have schools that invite us to their district to tell them how we do our safety and security and our policies and procedures. As all gentleman named Rick Schaefer is our director of safety and security, as well as maintenance for the district. And he is absolutely incredible. He actually goes around all the time talking to different districts and doing different presentations. So in terms of major policies, not much has changed. However, we knew coming back to the school, people were going to be a little uneasy, and we wanted to take some steps to try to ease some of those concerns. So right coming back, we had an increased law enforcement. And if in the mornings when you come to school, you still may see some extra people patrolling in the areas and after school. And that's something that the MVPD has been more than willing to help and support us through this. Through anything that we've done, they're always involved. Some little changes we've made in the building. We have our custodial staff regularly going around and just checking all exterior doors. Something we've always done, but we just decided at this point we want to up it a little bit. We've increased supervision in the hallways. You'll see, and this has been going on all year, you'll see the staff are kind of stationed around. That was kind of twofold. One, we needed to get our hands wrapped around this vaping issue that we've had for quite some time. So that has definitely helped there. But then also just having eyes in the hallway and knowing who's out. So those are some of the big changes some of the changes that we made in lieu or as a result of the incident.
And now moving forward, is there any plan to help foster a more respectful environment in high school?
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we can buy metal detectors. We can do all these different things as a district. That's not what's going to fix what's going on in our society. What's going to fix it is making sure that every student that walks in this building feels safe themselves. And when they do have a need, that it's a need that is addressed by our staff. You know, when we first started the hive period, one, we wanted a time for intervention, a time for kids to make up work, get extra help. But it was also about community. Small groups. So what we want to make sure is every student who walks in this building has an adult that they feel safe with, that they feel they can come to. And I don't think we've achieved that yet, but it's something that we will continue to strive to do. You know, the district committed itself to this. Actually, my first year when I transitioned from assistant principal to principal, we hired a social worker. And, you know, that was Miss Truex a few years back. And now we have Miss Lucky. And the impact that I see her having on our students is just incredible. And that's the areas we need to attack if we ever want to actually address this issue that our society is facing, is making sure that the students come to the building, they feel safe, and they feel like they have somebody they can turn to when they have a need.
What kind of support, I mean, you mentioned the social worker and things like that, but what kind of support within the school could maybe somebody who is directly affected by the events, not even just directly, but just in general with overall possible?
No, my first step would be go find an adult. If you do not have an adult that you feel you could turn to in those kinds of needs or those times, my office door is always open, and I'm more than willing to talk to any student that comes up to the office and has a concern. Same with Mr. Richards and Mr. Roan. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're two new hires this year. They've also been incredible, and they are willing to talk to anybody. And they both have shared experiences through their past employment that they've experienced things that I haven't. So, you know, I would say if any kid out there just feels like they don't have a place, come see us. Come see Miss Lucky. Go see your guidance counselor. Go to your Hive teacher. Just approach somebody. And if you approach that person and it's not a good fit, we have plenty more staff in this building, and we'll help you find somebody.
I know that, you know, doing this will help. Are there any other plans to communicate with the student body about the measures being taken?
That's a very good point, and something that we as a district need to do a better job of is just, you know, communicating all the different things that we do have in place. I mean, everything from when you drive into the on campus, your license plate number is. We have cameras around the building or out around the entire district that it reads your license plate. Mm-hmm. And if you're somebody that has been flagged as somebody that should not be on our school district, it alerts individuals. So, I mean, just little things like that our students aren't aware of that we have in place. So I think, you know, this is a good first step, just having this podcast. So hopefully kids can listen. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I'd love to lean on Jack and Journal because you guys do have a lot of influence and you do reach a lot of people in helping us kind of get some of that messaging out. Because it is very important that kids know, you know, they're safe. If it's hard to come into a place and learn about pre-calc or whatever it is if you're worried about what's going to happen to you. So that's the number one priority is that everybody feels safe and secure when they come into this building.
We made a PSA about the outcomes of the election and how some things that we definitely seen surrounding just hate in general. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we said was that the high school needs to be a very large community, right? Almost a family setting. As our school leader, is there anything you'd like to add specifically to that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree 1,000,000%. You know, when Justin Sanford and I came at the same time, and when he came, he brought in the slogan, "We are one." Mm-hmm. It's something we say all the time, but we need to start making it a reality. And that includes, you know, we have a very diverse student population. For a rural area, we're a very large school. We have a lot going on, and I want to promote all the little different things that we have going on, from a jacket journal to In the Know to, you know, we haven't had debate in a while, but just all those different things that students are involved in. I want to promote that so everybody knows how much talent we have in this building, because I feel like if the kids know they're supported that way, it kind of brings us all together. Let's rally around each other. You know, people rally around the Hive for a Friday night. Let's rally around everything that's going on in this building and come together. Because at the end of the day, this is our school. This is our community. I'm fully committed to being a part of it. I moved here 15 years ago. I've worked here for now. I think this is year 9. I have no intention of going anywhere else. And my number one goal has always been to make this the best high school experience for the students walking through it possible. And I think that goes right along with what you're saying. We need to come together and not be competing against each other, helping each other to kind of maximize the success of everybody.
Thank you for coming and talking with us.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me. Anytime you have any other questions about anything, I'd love to do this as much as possible.
Of course. Thank you.